The Feast of the Presentation of the Lord. The Lord was presented, first of all, to his Heavenly Father in his temple, but in a very special way in the earliest days of the celebration of this feast, exactly 40 days after Christmas, was the presentation also to the entire people of God, those for whom Christ came to redeem them, to make them members of his mystical body, and be able to be filled with that light which never ends. Even though we die, we continue to live. This tremendous promise that our Lord has attached to that stupendous miracle which we know as the Blessed Sacrament. Even if you die, you will continue to live. I will raise you up on the last day. There are many ways in which we could meditate upon this stupendous feast. 40 days, 40 days represents the entire world. Well, as a great Franciscan school of theology has always maintained, beginning with St. Francis, the world was made for the sake of the incarnation. And the redemption took place in order that those for whom this was prepared might be filled with that purity that is found in the one who presented Jesus in the temple and then presented him to us, our dear lady. The feast was known in ancient times as the Hippopontae, celebrated in the Greek-speaking world after the its origin appears, as it were, in the with the Hebrew Christians. You just mentioned briefly that the light that we held, as it were, is a symbol of our belief, the life that comes with our faith, the purity that comes with our baptism and reception of the Holy Spirit. And the guided candles, as it were, as a sign that we indeed, as it were, are filled with the light of Jesus, and that we want to receive him into our hearts, and which we can literally do when we receive him worthily in Holy Communion. There are many other things that could once again stimulate our joy at being members of his body. It's summed up so beautifully by the ancient prophet Simeon. Simeon, now thou dost dismiss thy servant in peace. I can die in peace because I will live forever in the light of the Lord. And Anna, the prophetess, as they were thanking God for this stupendous gift, and as speaking with as many as she could reach of the presence of the Lord, and the possibility of becoming one with him and living always in the light of eternal glory forever and ever. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tui.